In the TOL, the 419, the OHIO, it's Q105. And the show's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, it's not bad. You know, cloudy. Few showers. Okay, it sucks.
High 73. No,
yes, it does.
We need
whatever.
The rain. It's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but do you count on the weather making your mood good or not, or what kind of day you're going to have? Are you one of those kind of people? Then you should go out and buy the new $1,000 iPhone. That'll make you damn happy. See if you can order that.
We'll do something for
yeah,
me.
It's still 63 here at the Cumulus Compound. Just get to the weekend. Partly sunny on Friday and 78. In the 80s on Saturday and Sunday.
If it
I said
change.
80s. It's still going to be warm, Susan. It's going to be nice. All right. Couple of texts. You can text or call 419-240-1055. I tried to call last night. The hand-in-hand celebrity deal, the telethon.
Yeah?
I was trying to get to one of the celebrities.
Yeah?
I was going to call them out and ask them why they didn't support our president and start some Shiite on national TV.
No.
That's Airport Steve. You know what they'd tell Steve? They would say, I'll tell you why I'm not supporting him. The same reason you didn't support Barry Obama. Boom. Go. End of conversation. Moving on. By the way, if you want to see some of the videos, if you didn't see it last night, it's up on my blog. Text the word Denny, unless you have an iPhone. It doesn't work. To 419-240-1055. There's some really cool stuff up there, like Blake Shelton and Usher. Actually, they sounded really good together, I thought. Blake Shelton, I just love him.
If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry.
There's Usher.
I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear.
It's not like we're going to be playing it here on the queue, but yeah, you put those two together, you think, I don't know about that.
Stand by me.
They did all right, though.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
They sound all right, don't they?
Yeah, they do good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right after they got done singing, Blake had to go see his doctor and get a prescription filled. Yeah, started to burn. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. Usher is shedding a tear because when he pees, it burns.
Stop, you two.
Yeah.
That's not a
well,
problem.
Still an issue.
That's why they didn't share the mic or same microphone.
No, they did not.
Blake didn't want to have, you know.
Nope.
The herps?
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's right.
We are so bad today.
And
I'm
it's
over.
You and Paul together. I'm outnumbered.
You're the one
I'm
that's
outnumbered.
Asked. What are you talking about? You're stronger than both of us. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm outnumbered, though.
You're down.
Herps.
Well, you are, but you're down in the...
That was Stu.
That was Stu. I love
yeah,
Stu.
Yeah, that was Stu.
Stu, that's Susie's alter ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else do I have on that? Oh, Tori Kelly, and is it Luis Fonsi?
Oh, the Despacito guy.
Despacito. Well,
yeah,
listen,
right.
Listen how good they sound.
I did my best. It wasn't much.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth. I didn't come to fool you.
Even though it went all wrong, I prayed before the Lord of song.
Oh, that gives me chills. Anyway, you can see some of the highlights up on my blog because I'm a blogger.
Yeah,
all right, is
cool.
There somebody hate me on social media right now because I'm hammering the iPhone thing?
They gave us a link. I haven't clicked on it yet, but something about you should not be hating the old iPhone.
All right, hold on a second here. I own an iPhone, okay? Yep. It's like Paul. He's a fat guy. He can make
what?
Fun of fat people.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm a former fat guy. I can make fun of fat. I have an iPhone. I can pick on it. They have this huge deal yesterday. Okay,
good seg.
I mean, it's a huge deal. All right, and they're going to show us the new iPhones, the 8, the 8S, or whatever. I'm still on 6. I'm still getting used to that one.
Does it work for you?
Pretty much.
Then there you go.
And then, well, it doesn't. I can't get my blog on it.
Oh,
but other than that,
right.
I don't think it's the phone's fault. Anyway, and then, so, but then they're doing the 10-year anniversary. Okay? I mean, the iPhone changed the world. I mean, it really did. There's not a lot of things that changed the world. That, you know, the smartphone, the iPhone, the first one. Better than that crap you got in your pocket, Susie. My wife and I always go back and forth. She goes, well, I try to find something on my phone. She goes, well, let me look at my smartphone. And I'm like, mine's a smartphone, too. And it was the first one. Hello. Anyway, so they do this huge deal. All right? The iPhone X. The iPhone X.
Sure.
And the dude comes out. And he's going to show everybody how awesome it is. Except for he wasn't counting on, well, the iPhone X fail.
Here is iPhone X. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again.
Yeah!
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Let's go to backup here and get right in. So here we are, and you see this
backup.
Expansive display.
And the canvas of all your apps. All right. And I think the guy had a boner. I really
No, he might have, sure.
Did. It was bonerific. All right, so.
It was a weird one, but it was.
It was. It was very strange. It had glass around it. It's crazy. A little crack in it. All right, so. Now, listen. That's embarrassing. So, you know what he had to do? He had to put his code in, just like we do.
That's okay.
The whole
it's
eye thing. He had a fail. By the way, the video is funny.
But,
we have it up on the blog. It is funny. So, somebody is busting my.
Yep. You slow your roll, Danny.
Is that what it is?
Slow your roll.
Please.
But, you know.
Don't you see humor in that?
I do.
I do, too. But what, Paul?
You do have to think about. There are some questions you need to think about before you purchase a new iPhone.
Really?
I just happen to have five questions you should ask yourself.
Oh, are they the top five questions?
They are indeed.
Oh, okay, I can play along with you, Paul. Go ahead.
These are the top five questions to ask yourself before ordering the new iPhone X. Here we go. Number five. Will there be an adult version called iPhone XXX?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Number four. Isn't it more exciting to own a Samsung that randomly explodes?
Yeah, right, Susie?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Number three. Does it have sufficient storage to hold millions of selfies of me pointing and laughing at poor people?
Oh, Paul.
Number two. Do I have another $500 to set aside for when I crack the screen one weekend?
Oh, hold on. I gotta do the...
And the number one question to ask yourself before ordering the new iPhone X, will I be comfortable enough living in my car because buying one of these will force me to miss mortgage payments?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
It is funny because it's true. So there you go.
So think about that, kids, while you're out and about.
But you know, the young people, they'll plop down the $9.99 and continue living in their parents' basement.
Sure.
I'm just glad it's not $1,000. Because if it is $1,000, that is just too much.
That would be odd. That'd be just odd.
Just $1,000.
That's
all
crazy.
Right, coming back, we're gonna have probably one of the most hard hitting, difficult conversations we've ever had on the radio.
I'm not sure I'm emotionally strong enough for this conversation.
Is Pez a toy, a candy, or both? I know, you don't want to go down that road. Not many shows would want to go down that road. We got the stones to go down that road. We'll do that next, 722. You're listening to Q105.